Bezat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, we welcome you to Amuna Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Ballot Blues. It's our weekly Amuna News Roundup, where we look at current events through eyes of Amuna. For those who don't know, Israelis returned to the polls on Monday, March 2nd, 2020, for the third time in 11 months, because the April 2019 elections and the September 2019 elections caught our country split apart, unable to form a stable, lasting government with a majority. So elections in Israel are not only a heartache, they're useless. In fact, I'd say they're worse than useless because they're destructive and detrimental. Why? Well, if you ask me, I'll answer you with one of my metaphors. I say like this: elections in Israel are like looking at ourselves through a broken mirror. Maybe you don't understand what I mean, so let me explain. Imagine that we, the Jewish people, particularly the Jewish people in Israel during challenging times, look like this gorgeous blue and white flag with the Star of David flowing in the breeze. We're like a beautiful reflection in a mirror, especially during challenging times like war, when our backs are against the wall and all our people have to come together in unity. You can't imagine how many acts of loving kindness go on here. People picking up hitchhiking soldiers and giving them candy and whatever. People inviting other people to their houses. And whenever the rocket alert sirens go off, especially here in the south of Israel, and people racing for the shelters, well, you'll find in the same bomb shelter Polish Jews and Ethiopian Jews, white Jews, black Jews, religious Jews, non-religious Jews, people sitting together in brotherhood and harmony. That's one of the reasons that there's barely any hate and racism in my hometown of Ashdod, especially in all the south of Israel. But when the elections come along, we're not looking at ourselves anymore from the shining mirror that reflects us so beautifully. All of a sudden, we're looking at ourselves through the shattered mirror where everything looks ugly and segmented and cracked. You know why? Because elections are ugly. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, page 104b, says that anyone who torments Jews becomes a leader. Parenthetically, it's only temporary because that leader ends up, the end of that leader is going to be a bitter one. And we're even talking about a Jew that torments another Jew. Oh, he becomes a leader. So during elections, when people are looking for cheap votes, rather than putting forward a positive platform that they don't have anything to offer and trying to woo the voters, a lot of Israeli politicians vie for the anti-religious sentiment, the hate sentiment, blaming all the country's woes on the religious population, how they take all the money through the government, and all the money goes to the yeshivas, which is of course not true, far from the truth. Well, eventually, the politicians and the population get bored with the religious and the hate campaigns. So, with nothing else to do, they go at each other's throat with a type of slam and smear campaigns that would make the holy Chafetz Chaim squirm in his grave. You know something? Hashem hates dissension. Our sages tell us that Ahab, the seventh king of Israel and leader of the worst idol-worshipping generation in all of Jewish history, he won all his wars with no casualties. The reason is that there was no slander or evil speech in that generation. It's crazy. But during the time of Ahab, Ovadia the prophet hid 100 prophets in a cave and fed them bread and water during a terrible three-year famine, a drought period, where there was no bread and no water, no wheat, no flour. Where did he get this? Everybody knew that he was hiding these prophets. Now just imagine, Ahab's wife, who was a bigger idol worshiper than he was, Queen Jezebel, she thought she killed all of Hashem's prophets. Well, she would have paid what's equivalent today to multi-million dollar bounties to anyone who would have revealed to her the existence and whereabouts of any of Hashem's loyal prophets that her filthy hands hadn't yet touched. Not a single person in all of Israel, no matter what the bounty or the reward was tempted to be an informer, no matter what he stood to gain. And that's why Hashem forgave them of all their idolatry and let them win wars. Because they had, not only did they had tight tongues, they didn't speak a single word of slander. But let's look on the other hand, compare that with King David's generation. King David's generation was immersed in Torah. The Gemara tells us that there wasn't a child from the north to the south, from Dan to Eilat, that did not know all of Torah 49 times forward and backward. Yet, King Dave's generation suffered heavy casualties in the wars because of slander and dissension and carrying tales about one another. And King David writes about this in the book of Psalms, several places, about the people with the poisoned tongues, the wagging tongues. Now you can understand why I have ballot blues. Hamas, the Iranians, Hezbollah, truly, sincerely do not worry me with all their threats. What does worry me is the hate and to intramural fighting during Israeli election season. That is a bit worrisome. And now it's the third time in a year, in less than a year. Because what people don't understand is it doesn't matter who gets elected in Israel, because Hashem makes all the decisions. There have been left-wing governments, peace governments that have declared wars. There have been extreme right-wing governments that surrendered territory. It doesn't matter. By all means, go ahead and vote on election day and exercise your democratic right. But don't waste time talking about elections, because 95% the talk about elections brings people to say bad things about one another, about people that support the other party. So don't ever forget that intramural hate was the core reason that our second holy temple was destroyed. So it's our generation's job to rectify that so that you could see our rebuilt holy temple and greet Mashiach speedily in our days. Amen. And in case you want to know who I'm voting for, I vote for Hashem. God bless always.